Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, markets and company news with David Shapiro from Sasfin. David, good evening to you. Welcome as always. And I think fair to say that markets the world over, including the JSE, are wary as this Middle East crisis intensifies. But locally, industrial shares in the green tonight.
They are, and a lot has to do with process and Naspers. I know their numbers were out. If you look at the numbers, though, they're more fallers or losers than gainers. But I think those that are gaining have got a lot of weight. So, Jeremy, it's still there's a lot of nervousness around what is happening. But markets are holding up pretty well. As I look at the moment, we're down slightly, but nothing dramatic. And I see U.S. markets are likely to open up and hold their own. So I'm surprised that the markets are as steady as they are, but in a way it's a very good sign.
So good results from Naspers and Prosus, David, but the interesting thing was some commentary here saying the group saying the digital platform sector has the potential, and this is an eye-watering amount of money, 91 billion rand, has the potential to inject 91 billion rand into the South African economy within the next decade.
Yeah, look, it's very important. I mean, that if we don't keep up with the rest of the world, you know, it's going to hurt us dramatically. We're already behind. So those kinds of investments are absolutely paramount in order just for us to keep up with where the rest of the world is going. I'm a big artificial intelligence, AI fan, and a big supporter of what is happening. I think we actually underestimate what it's going to do. So the message, you know, from Prosus was, you've got to embrace this. You've got to embrace digital transformation and all the other words around that to enhance our competitiveness. That's why the CEO is suggesting that we adopt these technologies.
And
It's the right message.
And they're living by that message as well, because they're also fairly aggressive when it comes to acquisition.
Yes, I looked at the results. I love to go through them because they still rely tremendously on Tencent and their investment in Tencent to generate cash and also profitability. But the good news in their results was that the food delivery, classifiers, all of these are now starting to make profit. Admittedly, very small contribution, but it's moving in the right direction. And I think within a narrow range of companies that they have, they are starting to make those acquisitions. You know, they're not going all over the place. So, and I think that's why the market's responding positively to these numbers. But it's the big gorilla in there too, in the room is still Tencent.
David, let's look at commodities if we can, not unexpectedly, given the crisis in the Middle East, oil climbing to a five-month high. But gold slipping a little bit today. I think investors still awaiting some kind of formal response from Iran.
They are. Everything's connected. The oil price kicked up earlier, and there it's the fear that Iran may close the Straits of Hormuz. I don't know how you pronounce it, H-O-R-M-U-S, M-U-Z. I don't know what the correct pronunciation, but that's that very narrow passage just off Iran through which about 20% of the world's oil flows or is shipped. So I think there's a fear that if that's closed, oil prices could go up. So there's been a lot of fluctuation. The Iranians haven't done anything yet. There's been no response from them or no retaliation yet. For that reason, oil prices, which I think were up early this morning, up to 10%, have come back and are kind of flat at the moment. But this can go anyway, Jeremy. You can't call this. If something does happen that affects the flow of oil, that oil price can continue to go. But gold, I don't know. Gold seems to have peaked last week. I think we've seen perhaps the best in the gold price. I know this is not conventional wisdom. This is not going with consensus, but it's 3430 that we saw last week. Probably we're going to wish we would have sold it that in a year's time.
And David, as far as this tension is concerned, investors globally still leaning towards the dollar tonight.
Yeah, they are. It's odd. I would have thought gold and oil and all of those would have responded, or other commodities. But it's funny how money does flow back into the dollar. And the rand, if we look at the rand, it was, 1770 last week. It seemed to find a level there. We thought it would break through, but it's back to 1812 at the moment, as it weakens. Still in a range, but it is odd that people, that investors, when they're fearful, run to the dollar. Even Bitcoin, I think, fell below that 100,000 level. Now, so, Jeremy, try to put it together. It's not easy.
It's not easy to put together at all. David, when my late father, he was very generous to my brother and I. But I'll tell you something. He didn't give us 6.8 billion rands worth of shares. And this is Dis-Chem and the founder, Ivan Saltzman.
Yeah, that's the kind of daddy you want.
Absolutely right, yeah.
But, it's passing on the investment to the next generation. I mean, they own a large portion of the share. I don't know what the motivation is. It's still within the family, whether there are tax benefits around it or whether it's estate planning. He still can afford a loaf of bread, I promise you. He's not starving, Mr. Yeah. Saltzman. Still has a big share. But I don't know whether we can read anything into it. This is, from humble beginnings, this is a business. I think they started in the south of Joburg, really big business now, 27 billion. But now the two little boys have got a big chunk of that.
Come on, David, the motivation is pure love. You've got to love your sons. You give them a nice present. That's the way it goes.
That is, yeah.
I also, an interesting note tonight about We Buy Cars. It listed towards the end of last year, now considering selling new vehicles. And the interesting thing is, the company says that about 25%, I think, of people who sell their car through We Buy Cars actually buy another vehicle through We Buy Cars. So that avenue is an interesting extension if it goes ahead.
Yeah, I don't know the full story, but, they've also grown dramatically. And I suppose with it, they're allowed to change their business model. That's what I'm trying to say. And if they think that this is going to help them do it, well, by all means, I'll probably go for the low end of the market. I don't think they're going to sell BMWs or Mercedes, but probably in line with the kind of cars that they buy. It's a massive business. And, they've also come under a bit of criticism because of the quality of some of the vehicles they sell. But you can understand that because they like older vehicles. But I think it's a move in the right direction. Mm. I like this business. I like the people who run it. So they know it far better than I do. So I will, I will go with
indeed
what they change in direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Market not too keen. I see the share price down by over 0.5% today. But
it's not too bad. I think the whole market is still trying to find direction.
Mm. Talk to you next week. That's David Shapiro from Sasfin. David, always good chatting to you. Have a good one.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.